Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella. And once again, we are sitting down with our Iowa House representative, Jim Van Engelenhoven. And we're talking about a couple of things that are going on in the Iowa legislature right now. And first and foremost, Jim, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, one of the things that's been a hot-button issue this session is the governor's education reform plan. At this point, it has passed the House and is being negotiated between the Senate and governor's office. Could you tell us a little bit more about what the House has lined up for them and just the process so far and what will be happening going forward?
There's still a lot of negotiations going on, and not only is the education bill a part of the discussion, but the overall discussion centers around the dollars that are going to be spent. We have to bring together the House and the Senate, as well as the governor's office, and so that's really what's going on. We're in that stage of the session at this time of the year, what we call hurry up and wait. As we pass bills, a lot of times the paper trail doesn't catch up. And so we have to stand at rest, so to speak, or we go to caucus and debate and discuss how we're going to handle certain bills, whether there's enough support to even bring them up for debate. So we're at that stage of the game as far as education is concerned. I think most of the stumbling blocks have been addressed, but we're still in the dollar issue. Of course, there will be the idea that the state's going to take over more education costs is one big issue, because we know that the money coming into the state's not always guaranteed. Whenever you're dealing with sales tax issues, we know the economy can turn sour again, and I think those are some of the things that people have a concern about.
And there are many aspects to the educational reform bill, and are there any particular areas of the education bill that you'd like to highlight?
I think what I'm ready to do is take a step back and see how it works. I'm not serving on the Education Committee this year. I think that I have to rely on other people's input, talk to them almost daily, because as you know, private school education as well as homeschooling is important in this district, as well as I think it is across the state. When we first took a first look at that proposed bill, there were some real concerns. I think some of those concerns have been addressed. We still have some unknown concerns, exactly how they're going to function, so on and so forth. One of the troubling things that we have, not only just with the education budget, but with other pieces of legislation, is that sometimes what we do on the floor of the House or the Senate, then when it gets to the rulemaking process, we don't always come up with the same thing that we started with. And I think that's on a lot of legislators' minds at this time.
Moving on, just a general update on the state of the budget. At this point, the budget process is getting pretty much wrapped up in the House, right?
We're getting closer. There is still some distance between what the House and the Senate, as well as the governor's office. And, of course, we have to remember that we have two parties. We have a minority party and a majority party, and there's still some differences on the total dollars. I think that we're not too far apart on the total dollars, but we are still questioning on how we're going to spend those dollars and where we're going to spend it. The Republicans have taken the position early on in the session that we would not spend more money than we take in. And I think the people of Iowa have been fairly respectful of that. And so I think that could be one of the issues we have to deal with as we move forward.
Finally, just wrapping things up, something that's been talked about a lot this legislative session is the possible expansion by MidAmerican Energy to build a nuclear power plant in Iowa to serve growing need, and they're phasing out a couple of coal plants because of changing regulations and so on. At this point, do you have any insight into that process?
Well, I think you bring up a very important question here, and that is we need to look forward down the road to meet our needs for energy. We live in an area where we have a lot of manufacturing, and if we don't have ample supply of energy, both now and in the future, I would suspect that some of the manufacturing may look elsewhere, because obviously that's what drives a lot of the decision-making process. That being said, we have not in the House had an official meeting with MidAmerica. With that being said, I think there's a lot of work to be done on this thing, and obviously the one big stumbling block is the change on how it's going to be financed. I think that's got a lot of people upset, concerned, and they rightly should be. On the other hand, I think that we have to decide what we want to do, whether we want to pay more, possibly have blackouts in the future. There's just a whole host of things that we haven't had a chance to deal with. But it is an issue that down the road in the future we're going to have to deal with on how we want to do this. Your comment earlier that we shut down or are in the process of shutting down two coal-fired power plants in Iowa, which is an absolute truth. I think that we have that source of energy, the coal, to put up a coal-fired generator. But obviously the people resisted it, and as well as regulations. That being said, on the regulation side, I think that's another issue we have to deal with. I think that that is one of the biggest problems we have, the fact that the EPA, the DNR, so on and so forth, keep continually changing their opinion on what should be and what shouldn't be.
All righty. Well, I think that brings us through just about everything. Once again, I'd just really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.